Working from a farm table that doubles as the family dining table in New York City, Karen Berger creates unique combinations of collage, paint, and text that truly are a visual and cognitive treat. She's an award-winning designer, illustrator, and author with an instinctive and artistic flair for dreaming up kids' books. With 5 notable books under her belt and another on the way, you wouldn't guess that she never actually set out to be the creator of children's books. So, on a beautiful and breezy day in Point Reyes Station, California, we talked about all things book-related, including the path which led her to having her first book, Not So True Stories and Unreasonable Rhymes, published in 2004 by Chronicle Books.
Well, I grew up, my mom was an art teacher, so we did a lot of, it was a very creative household, and I always loved making stuff, and I made my first book for my cousin, actually, when I was 10, and it was really fun to, my mom pulled it out, when I made my first book, that got published, and it was interesting to see, because it was all collaged, and, really, there was, a lot of, I like showing it when I go to school visits, because a lot of even the imagery shows up again and again in this, frightening way that I haven't progressed very much. But I never thought I would make kids' books. I studied graphic design and worked in graphic design for years and decades, and slowly kind of made my way back to doing more illustration. And when I had my daughter, that sort of opened up the path to making books. She was a sleepless wonder, and she wouldn't fall asleep. And she'd put, her hands on me and her feet on me, and, I would lie with her, and she would just be awake. And I'd be trapped sort of there, because as soon as I move, she sort of, jolts awake again.
I hear you.
Do you have
those? Yeah, I have one of those.
They're amazing. I found myself kind of having that weird daydreamy space to come up with these rhymes.
Yeah. And then, once you put your manuscript together, you had a friend of a friend who was able to show it for you, is that right?
Or? Well, it was, it was one of those things. I showed it to 5 people. I showed it to, the lady on the playground that I stalked. I knew she had something to do with publishing, and she was getting a book published, and she couldn't really help me. And I showed it to a friend of a friend who was an editor at HarperCollins, and she sort of, she said, great, keep working on it.
Yeah.
and then I showed it to a friend who writes books for adults, and he said, oh, I have a friend you could send it to. She's sort of a book packager, and maybe she could have some. I really wasn't looking to publish it. I just sort of wanted to know, well, what do you do now? Now what?
Yeah.
And she actually agented some books, and she was interested and hadn't done a children's book, but she just loved it and she wanted to do it. And her background was, she had started the gift works department at Chronicle Books, so she knew a lot of people in publishing, and she was great.
How did you feel when you found out it was going to be published?
Kind of dazed.
While working on her next book, The Very Clever All Mixed Up, Karen received a call from another publisher who had seen her work. They asked her to be the illustrator for Jack Prelutsky's Behold the Bold Umbrellaphant.
It was so incredible, yeah. And Jack was really generous. And I was just so lucky, because that year he became, right when the book came out, he was named as the first ever Children's Poet Laureate. He's lovely.
The next title to follow was The Little Yellow Leaf, published by Greenwillow Books in 2008. It received multiple awards and acknowledgements, and is Karen's most personally rewarding book so far. It's a story of facing the unknown and a celebration of the friends who help us take that leap.
Somebody used it for their wedding, which was amazing, and somebody else used it as a memorial message at a funeral.
The Little Yellow Leaf offers up a lot of courage, as does Karen's most recently published title, OK Go, only this time it's a green kind of courage.
I grew up when, there was a really big environmental movement in the 70s, and I feel like I was thinking about that and thinking about the state of things and how powerful those messages are when kids have them. And I couldn't find find, really, anything. I mean, there were sort of more science-y books about the environment, but there weren't ones that just sort of opened the door to a message for really young kids. And, you know, so that conversation could happen. And I feel like, in a way, kids are the strongest moral compass. You know, I mean, they're the best advocates. They're the ones that are going to get their parents to do the right
Absolutely.
Thing, right? Even if their parents sort of are inclined to do the right thing because for their kids, but then the kids are the ones that are like, don't forget to recycle that,
That's
you know?
Right.
So I wanted to do something about the environment, but I wanted to do something that wasn't preachy, that was sort of light and playful and engaging and could just open the door for a conversation. And I also, I mean, you probably noticed that the artwork's really different
yes.
again, and I think that I felt like I really just wanted to have fun.
Yeah,
and
you
it
can
was
it
really
shows.
Totally fun to do this book. Like, I just loved making all the little characters, and it was just really a blast.
You may be wondering what you can expect to see from Karen next. Something familiar, actually. In Forever Friends, which will release in early spring, you may recognize the bunny and little blue bird from The Little Yellow Leaf. Karen says these books are connected, and that she sees them as companion books.
A lot of times I bring things of my own life in, so we actually have a pet bunny, for starters, so that's how he showed up on the cover of The Little Yellow Leaf, even though he doesn't actually play any active role in the book. And on the back, there's actually a little blue bird, and that sort of started me, planted a little seed. And then we move around a lot. We live in New York City, but we are out in California in the summers, and we were heading off to Japan for 4 months, which my daughter was excited about but also a little bit nervous about. And I was thinking about how hard it is to leave your friends. I mean, I was having a hard time leaving my friends behind. I always do. And yet, you know, knowing that, of course, they'll be there when you get back. And so those two things were sort of the starting point, along with the idea that this is for young kids. And like The Little Yellow Leaf and separation and school separation, such a big issue for young kids. And I was remembering how when you leave your child, you know, in the beginning and you say, don't worry, I'll be back. I really will. I promise, you know, I'll be back. And it's such an important trust thing to be able to let go and trust that that will happen. And so that was where I started with
yeah.
this book. And it was a really hard book to figure out, actually, for me. Much less fluid than The Little Yellow Leaf to try to figure out how to tell that story in a very pared-down, simple way.
Seasons come, seasons go, but a little brown bunny and a graceful blue bird discover that friendship, true friendship, lasts forever. Forever Friends, published by HarperCollins Children's Books, is going to be available early spring 2010. This is Bianca Schultz for the Children's Book Review, www.thechildrensbookreview.com.
Said it all. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
So
it's really nice of you to come out. So,
you came out.